Welcome to the Wolverine Confidential Podcast. I'm Andrew Kahn.
I'm Ryan Zook.
And I'm Aaron McMahon.
Michigan football is coming off a bye week and ready to get back on the field against Purdue. But the NCAA investigation into the program for alleged sign stealing has dominated the college football news cycle the past week. We bring you the latest and discuss what might be coming next right here on Wolverine Confidential. All right, guys, good to be talking with you here Monday evening, October 30th. Back to a three-man podcast as we, you know, get back into a game week here and somewhat of a regular schedule, although we're talking about things that we certainly didn't think we'd be talking about, and that is the sign stealing scandal that has enveloped the Michigan football program. And I think before we dive into, you know, specific questions and details and sort of the latest, we need to sort of lay out a timeline of the key events for our listeners who may not have been paying as close attention, you know, as we have. So I'm going to try to do this as quickly as possible, but there is a lot to unpack here. So we'll start. October 19th, Yahoo Sports reports that Michigan is under investigation for allegedly sending personnel to other teams' games to scout in person. That's against NCAA rules. We later learned a second rule about filming an opponent's sideline may have also been broken. All of this apparently relates to Michigan trying to decode the signs and signals teams use to call plays. That is not against the rules. In fact, every team apparently tries to do it. The means in which Michigan went about it is what's the issue here. Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh released a statement the day after this news broke saying he doesn't know anything about this. He's never directed anyone to cheat, not at Michigan, not with the San Francisco 49ers, not anywhere. Connor Stallions is the mastermind behind all of this, according to reports. He's an analyst or an analytics guy or some sort of low-level staffer, as everyone seems to be calling him, within the Michigan football program. He's got a military background and an eye for decoding play call signs, either off of TV or in person or through videos recorded by people he paid to attend games. There's enough of a public e-paper trail to suggest that happened in the Big Ten, the SEC, and elsewhere, as Michigan tried to gain an advantage, not just on its conference rivals, but potential playoff teams as well. An outside investigative firm with no ties to the NCAA or any particular school, it would seem, uncovered this alleged rule breaking through documents and videos obtained from computer drives maintained by Michigan football coaches. The firm shared its evidence, which reportedly included which games Michigan would scout and how much it would cost to send scouts to these games. They shared it with the NCAA, and that organization's investigation then got underway. So it's been a steady drip of info sort of ever since it got first reported. It's truly something new, it seems like, every single day. And that brings us here to Monday evening, October 30th, on the heels of a Michigan football press conference that included Jim Harbaugh. So, yeah, we've got a lot to kind of unpack here. But the first thing I want to ask both you guys, Aaron and Ryan, is sort of what do you make of this? Because there's it's such an unusual story. You know, is it that bad? You know, does everyone do it? But Michigan was dumb enough to get caught. Do we even know that what they've done is against the rules? A lot of kind of, you know, I know that's a 4-part question there to start it off, but I got to cede the floor to you guys here early on to kind of break this thing down.
It's certainly unprecedented, right? Like, it's one of these things where, and we've talked about it, I feel like, in the last few weeks, sign stealing happens. We've seen several college football coaches come out since this news broke, since this investigation started, saying, yeah, it happens. Like, you know, we do it. Other schools do it. We've had it happen to others, you know, from other schools. So that part isn't really the story here. And as we've talked about in previous podcasts, the question is whether Michigan went to extraordinary lengths to do it. And that's kind of what the NCAA is trying to figure out at this point. You mentioned the separate investigative firm who found, you know, film and everything else traced, you know, presumably the smoking gun, I guess, for Michigan, so to speak, in their plan and what they wanted to do. Now it's up to the NCAA to determine whether Michigan, again, went outside the rules and broke the rules to do it. And that's what they're currently investigating. You know, Connor Stallions has been suspended with pay, as we've talked about. It sounds like the NCAA was in this past week to speak with staffers. There are reports that they did see some computers and tablets, everything else. So I think right now the NCAA is kind of in a fact-finding portion of the investigation to find out what exactly went on here, what they've been, you know, they're gathering as much info as they can. And then they'll go from there to determine whether or not, you know, Michigan broke the rules. Because keep in mind here, it sounds like this wasn't the NCAA necessarily who got wind of this. They were tipped off by either other schools, by this investigative firm. There's a lot of outside factors that kind of went into this. And that's kind of where this begins and really ends. NCAA is going to determine whether Michigan, you know, broke the rules. If they did, they'll face a penalty. We don't know what. And that goes back to the kind of the situation being unprecedented, because there's really been no example of this. So everyone's asking about potential penalties, ramifications, everything else. We don't really know. It's going to be a long drawn out process. I think that's going to take several months.
Yeah, it seems like my thoughts have kind of changed on this a little bit, just because there's been like new reporting like every day, like Andrew said. And it's like, at first it's like, all right, yeah, wow. With how much money they spent on in-person scouting, like, oh yeah, it does look really bad. But then you kind of listen to some of the other college coaches talk about the sign stealing. And it's like, even they're like, yeah, I mean, it happens all the time, but like, I guess if like they did it in person, yeah, that would be bad. But like, I mean, you would think if it was that egregious, they would be up in arms and calling for harsh punishment against Michigan and the program, but they haven't really done that. So it kind of makes you think that like it's, although it's unprecedented, it feels like it probably goes on elsewhere as well. It just happens that Michigan has been the first target per se on in this matter. And as we go on, there's just seems to be a lot of conflicting reporting, a lot of unidentified sources, a lot of timelines that maybe don't match up. So it's like, it's kind of hard, as Aaron's noted, it's kind of like in the fact-finding stage, but like there's seems to be leaks here and there of different information where it's trying to expedite trying to get people to determine how they should feel even before the NCAA can even come close to finishing or even gathering information for the investigation. So I feel like it's moving too fast for the NCAA, and it's really kind of complicated and it's hard to tell like just how bad this could be at this point, just because we don't know that many facts as of right now.
Yes, moving too fast for the NCAA. I mean, that goes without saying. You know, dial up internet's too fast for the NCAA. But the what has Jim Harbaugh and his players said about this so far publicly? Because you got the statement from Harbaugh right away, but we got to speak to him again today and ask him some more direct questions. Players as well today, different players, you know, last week when the news was both fresher and, you know, we didn't know everything that we know now. Is there a theme? What are you know, those within the program actually saying about this?
Yeah, not a ton. I mean, as we noted last week, Jim has denied knowledge or involvement in this situation, and he's kind of stuck to that. As you know, as it goes with the NCAA investigations, Michigan feels like they can't talk, they can't say anything, and that's kind of what Jim's marching orders have been since not only the beginning of this investigation, but the last one that opened earlier this year. So he hasn't saying a ton. You know, he said that he's going to let the investigation play out. We'll see what goes from there. You know, as we said, the NCAA is still gathering information. So I think in a way, if Jim Harbaugh is telling the truth and that he didn't know what was going on here, I think he doesn't want to step out of bounds here in case something does come up. So in a way, he's kind of covering his own ass. So, and the players too. I mean, the players may, you know, if this was generally a coach's thing, I can understand the players may not be involved or not know a lot. You might hear whispers around the building or whatever the case may be, but you aren't necessarily in tune with that type of stuff on the sideline. So they aren't saying a lot. You know, they're claiming that, you know, this is, again, the season's on the line. They're 8-0. They're trying to keep it one week at a time. But they say it hasn't become a distraction. I don't know if I necessarily believe that. You know, last week, I mean, anytime you walked, you know, on the TV, ESPN was talking about Michigan. Some of the biggest headlines, you know, in sports were on talk radio was talking Michigan football. So I think I find it hard to believe that you can escape that type of thing, even though last week was a bye week. And you got to wonder if this is going to eventually become a distraction at some point in the next couple of weeks. Luckily for Michigan, this broke a couple days before the Michigan State game. They ran over the Spartans, so it didn't really matter. But as the competition begins to heat up, you start to wonder if there's a compounding effect there.
You can kind of tell that the coaches or the players have kind of been coached up a little bit as far as how to respond to some of our questions regarding the manner or matter. And I mean, you would love to be able to get their true thoughts on the subject, but that's just not going to happen because they don't want to, become the subject of anything. So I do find it interesting last week when I asked Rod Moore about it and like if there's any kind of if this could stain their image and maybe take away from their accomplishments on the field. And he's like, I'd rather not talk about that, and just started dripping sweat for the rest of the interview. But I mean, it's not to say he knew anything or knows anything, but it's just like, I mean, the players are kind of answering for stuff that they might not know much about. And it's a tough spot for the players to be in when it's when the program is under as much heat as it has been this year.
I think when we get the players and we talk to them about it, that's really the only time they're talking about it, I'd imagine. I once they leave us and go behind the doors that we're not allowed in, I think it's just all business as usual for the most part. And certainly once, the game starts against Purdue, there won't be any of that I think will affect them. The coaches, it's a fair question. And Harbaugh was asked if any of his time was being had to be used on this investigation, whether he's interviewed or gathering evidence for them or whatever, or handing over evidence or whatever. And, he gave an answer like, I haven't been charting my days by the hour or whatever. So you don't know, but you'd think maybe some of the coaches are having to spend a little bit more time on this than they'd prefer to. I don't think any of it changes much about what they've done so far, in my opinion.
Yeah, and maybe that was a positive that this all went down during the bye week, right? Where if they did have to spend extra time, it wasn't necessarily during, crucial practice time preparing for an opponent. But again, as I said, it's a distraction. It's a cloud hanging over the program. And look, maybe Michigan doesn't face any penalties here. Maybe their NCAA finds that the Wolverines are working in a gray area where they kind of skirted the rules and everything else. There's still this outside perception of people maybe that aren't Michigan fans that are outside the day-to-day inner workings of the program, or the diehard fans who are going to like label the Wolverines as cheaters. Probably some folks listening to this who would think the same thing too. So it's a tough situation to be in. It can be distracting. You wonder if it wears on their psyche at some point. But right now, I mean, they seem to be handling it well. I mean, we saw what they did against Michigan State. It didn't seem to make much of a difference.
Right. Again, Ryan and I talked about that. We all did, I guess. There was an example of a team that knew what was supposedly happening, took steps to, avoid it happening to them, and lost 49-0. And again, I think this goes back to last season too, because you get these stories about TCU being aware they were told about it by other teams Michigan had faced. That supposedly knew and either chose to do nothing or whatever they did, they just still weren't good enough on the field. I think there's some benefit into what Michigan was doing, or else they wouldn't have spent the time, the money, the resources to do it. But yes, hanging over all of this is exactly like Aaron said, is this in the gray or is this clearly a rules violation? It's hard to tell the way it's written because, it doesn't seem like necessarily Connor Stallions even was the one attending these games. He was sending other people unaffiliated with the program in some cases to the game. Is that allowed? Is the filming by those people allowed? You're simply accessing it after the fact. You weren't the one who did it. So there is a lot of gray area here. And you do wonder if Michigan was just doing something that others hadn't thought of, if they were doing it better, or they were doing it they were doing it less cautiously than others, and that's how they got caught. It's hard to say.
No, it is. And remember, this is a Jim Harbaugh led program they've skirted NCAA rules before. I mean, Jim came in when he was originally hired, and everyone saw the satellite camps, and while that was allowed at that point, it became an issue with other coaches. They felt like he was skirting the rules to gain a competitive advantage in recruiting, to the point where the NCAA obviously had to clamp down on that type of stuff. So you wonder if it was an attempt to skirt the rules. Maybe it was. I mean, they knew what they were doing. At least Connor Stallions knew what he was doing. And there's an attempt there to try and to gain a competitive advantage. It's unclear whether it made a difference or not. I would assume so. When you know what another team is going to run or how they're going to line up, I got to think that helps, especially against, you know, competition of your level or above. So I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see if the NCAA rules here. I'm fascinated to see the outcome of this. I could see it going either way. But the way the rule is written, I do think Michigan's got a shot here to avoid many penalties.
I think the big thing will be what is discovered on Michigan's the computer drives of Michigan's coaches. Is I think that might be the most revealing thing in this investigation, as far as determining how much they knew and how much they were connected to this possible in-person scouting of other teams. So that will be fascinating. Just to me, another thing too is this the fact that TCU reportedly knew of the scope of Michigan's science stealing and they kind of created dummy signals for the playoff game last year, and they put up 51 points on Michigan too. So that part made me like, that is kind of interesting. But if this was so well known by coaches and especially the Big Ten coaches, how do teams not know that this year and completely change their signs against Michigan and try and make adjustments? Maybe they have, and Michigan has just been that dominating. But just funny that it's all coming out now, 8-7 games into the season, before they beat Michigan State, then it's becoming an issue now. And I mean, literally, if it was an issue last year, there was a whole offseason. But that could be because of where the potential leak happened. But that's, again, all speculative.
A TCU report, we wrote it up at mlive.com/Wolverines, as we have most of these, reports throughout these past couple weeks. That one, and, Ryan, you know this, but just for our listeners, it needed a little more context as far as, yes, they scored a lot of points. Two of them came on defensive touchdowns, so that had nothing to do with, of course, TCU's offense. There was just a lot of possessions in that game, so you're going to have more points than normal to a certain extent. And there were a couple. The idea of dummy signs and trying to disguise your play calls, I would think happens every game. The quote from the TCU coach who says, "Oh well, he did get us a couple times." I would think I could pick the play a couple of times in a game correctly. I mean, this isn't rocket science. So, I mean, it was almost like, ooh, spooked by the fact that he got a couple of play calls right. That's not a high percentage, too.
No, and it's just another reminder of how often that happens, right? The in-game back and forth of stealing signs and predicting plays and everything else. Like, it's a regular occurrence in college football. There's no one really has disputed that notion.
No.
The question with Michigan is, did they go to extra lengths to do it? And that's what the NCAA is investigating at this point. If they determine they are, they're going to face a penalty. Connor Stallions probably face a significant penalty, as will Jim Harbaugh and maybe the program itself. If it's found that Michigan was able to skirt the rules, like you guys said, if Connor Stallions did not attend any games in person, if he did not capture any of that video by himself, could they avoid penalty? It's certainly possible. It's all up for interpretation, the NCAA rules and whatnot. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, who's going to stop a fan from going to a game, capturing the sideline on their phone, putting it on YouTube, and then sending it to the coaching staff or whatever? Like, I mean, anybody can theoretically do that. So it's
correct.
I don't know.
Does it matter if they were paid by someone affiliated with Michigan? I mean, and maybe not. You would think Michigan thought no, because he had public Venmo payments to these people. So you would think they thought that wasn't a factor. But, Ryan brought up the computer drives, and I agree that it's very interesting. I don't want to, go too far down a rabbit hole to conspiracy theories here, but we've got a few things I think we should mention. Michigan is already under NCAA investigation for recruiting violations and on-field coaching by personnel that wasn't supposed to be doing that, all, again, allegedly. And also there's a current FBI investigation and police investigation into one of their former coaches, Matt Weiss, the co-offensive coordinator last year, quarterback's coach for a couple of years, who they fired in January for allegedly computer access crimes. So you got those two things. You've got then this outside investigation firm, acquiring document computer drives. You've got a campus-wide internet hack that happened earlier this fall. And, you start piecing things together. Are any of these things related or connected?
It's very possible. And until we get the full scope of the magnitude of what's going on, it's hard to say. But the fact that the FBI investigation is involved, the FBI is involved with the Matt Weiss investigation, I think says quite a bit. There have been rumors out there that, you know, around that third party investigative firm, who maybe they're linked to, and maybe it could potentially be a rival school. Again, there's been no hard, you know, concrete evidence pointing that way at this point. I can say for certain right now that in an inquiry with U of M police, actually today, earlier Monday, there is no police investigation into those, into that perceived, that hack, I guess. So that is a question here, where that goes from there. But nonetheless, yeah, it certainly opens a can of worms here that could, you know, spill the story into another realm.
Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong, but did police tell you that there was no connection between the Matt Weiss investigation and this current sign stealing scandal?
Correct. Yeah. In terms of what they're investigating Matt Weiss for, it has no link to the sign stealing scandal at the NCAA. Now, did the FBI find something? I don't know. That's, I think, probably the question there with the FBI involvement. But no, I've been told those two things are separate. But we'll see where things go from there.
There's so many layers to this, man. It's incredible.
It makes your head spin.
Yeah.
It's NCAA message boards, kind of fan message boards come to life. I mean, a lot of the conspiracy theories that have been thrown out there and you know, some of the news that's broken nationally in these last couple of weeks was actually kind of broken on team message boards, you know, months ago in some cases. So we just didn't realize it kind of at the time. But the fact that the NCAA was tipped off to this whole thing by an outside investigative firm is interesting enough, that on its own, because yeah, they don't just go do that for nothing. You know, this isn't like pro bono work they're just doing on their own. Like, someone hired them, someone or some entity hired them to do this. And in the end, for the NCAA, it might not matter who that was, but it is very interesting. The idea, yes, of another potentially, you know, team in the Big Ten, maybe even, doing that would be, I don't know if I want to say unprecedented, but you know, there's channels you go through, typically to, voice a concern. And this isn't usually one of them.
It could make for a very interesting end to the season. I will say that.
Yes, of course, hanging over all of this is that Michigan is undefeated. The college football playoff rankings are coming out Tuesday night, and you know, they're getting back on the field Saturday night, against, Purdue, 7:30 kickoff. It is daylight savings. You fall back that night. So, you know, there's that. We got that going for us, extra hour of sleep. Of course, I have children who aren't going to adhere to that in any way. They're not going to wake up, see, oh, it's only 6 a.m. It's really, you know, 5 a.m. I'm going to get up. I'm not going to get up. So that doesn't matter for me, but for other adults, it does. And then, yeah, the game at Penn State and of course, then Ohio State to end the season. So, you know, I guess my final question on this for you guys is, do you think there will be a punishment this season for Michigan football? Will it affect their pursuit of a national championship this year that they're currently favored to win?
No, I say that pretty confidently. We know how slow the NCAA operates. I mean, remember that Michigan's first investigation they're under, those allegations were sent to them back in January, and NCAA hasn't really moved much there. So I don't see this coming to a head before the season ends. I think if anything, maybe as soon as the spring, but no, I don't see this impacting Michigan's run at all. Now, the only question I would have is if enough evidence comes forward and the Big Ten decides to act, right? That's one of the variables here, outside variables, where Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti could step in and say, hey, I've seen enough here. Michigan has you know, had an unfair competitive advantage here, and we're going to disqualify them from X, whether it's the Big Ten Championship or qualifying for the college football playoff, whatever the case may be. I have a hard time imagining that happening, but I guess I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility either.
Yeah, I think the more interesting thing is, not this season, but maybe the off season as far as a potential Jim Harbaugh's path forward, whether it's an extension with Michigan or maybe exploring NFL options. Is there was another report that said that the NFL might hold up any potential punishment that the NCAA levies against him if he were to leave for the NFL too, sort of like the Jim Tressel thing from the early 2000s. So I would be shocked if, the Big Ten or the NCAA is like, ban Michigan from a game this year or from contention for a national title. I mean, that would be shocking, and with how quickly they would be able to turn that around, considering it's already October 30th. It will make for an interesting offseason, I'm sure, given that there's another NCAA investigation still ongoing, too, into Harbaugh and the program.
Sure, you guys and many of our listeners are familiar with, the Kansas basketball kind of allegations and scandal, and that, was released just earlier this month, their punishments, which were, rather light in the eyes of many. You know when that investigation started? 2017. Okay.
Now, I don't even remember that anymore.
Yeah. So it was talking about whether they should take down their 2018 Final Four banner. It's like, again, that is maybe an extreme example, but not really. I mean, again, typically a year or more is what's expected. Now they've tried to streamline some things, is my understanding, recently to try to make that not be the case. But I'm with Aaron that nothing's happening this year. And if there's a conspiracy theory you really want to believe in, it probably is that a brand like Michigan having the season it's having, there's really no parties that want that to be derailed, except I suppose their conference rivals. But the Big Ten doesn't want that either, from its best shot at a playoff team and a national champion right now. But even that aside, the NCAA just doesn't act that quickly to do anything at this time.
No, and we've all got to remember the NCAA is big and bad, or whatever the case may be. They don't want to do this stuff. Ideally, they want the schools to police themselves, and that means turning yourself in when you violate rules, offering up sanctions and self-suspending coaches like Michigan did earlier this year with Jim Harbaugh to try and avoid all this stuff, because NCAA does, they're not really set up to do this stuff. Yes, they have an enforcement staff, but as we all joke, like, schools get away with cheating all the time. A lot of them don't get caught. Well, obviously Michigan got caught here. So it's going to be fascinating to watch play out. I suspect if there's no more damning information to come out, Michigan might be okay. Especially if it sticks to Connor Stallions. But there's still a lot of time. As you said, the spring would probably be the earliest at this point. And who knows, like you said, who knows if Jim Harbaugh is even here? This may be his final, sign of like, hey, I need to go. And the contract situation is another thing hanging out there too. Michigan still hasn't inked him to one yet. And I don't necessarily blame them with this stuff hanging over their heads at this point. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting next, certainly eight weeks, and really probably the next 3 or 4 months spilling into the offseason.
Yeah, for me, I don't know about you guys, but the more and more I go through this season and watching the Big Ten, the more and more I think Michigan is the best team in this conference. I mean, Penn State the last couple of weeks has not looked very good at all. I mean, Ohio State still undefeated, has more impressive wins than Michigan. But, I mean, Kyle, I don't know if Kyle McCord, he's no C.J. Stroud. Their offensive line hasn't been that good. They've been banged up on offense with some of their key weapons. So it's like this, I mean, this is the year that Michigan has a real avenue to the national championship. And it would be quite it would be something if something else besides their play on the field keeps them out of that game.
I think it certainly helps that Michigan gets back to football this Saturday, and they'll do that Saturday night, 7:30 at home against Purdue, because unless more information continues to come out, and it seems like maybe that trickle has finally started to slow here, it would seem strange to be asking these questions, post game. I think the people that wanted to ask those questions were at Schembechler Hall today. Not as many national media as I would have thought, hardly any actually. But
not that many TV cameras either. I thought it was going to be like a Ohio State week or Michigan State week, but it wasn't too crazy today.
It was not. And in the end, they really didn't miss much. Jim Harbaugh didn't say too much, but what he did say, you can read about on MLive.com/Wolverines, and we'll have continued coverage of this investigation, but also some football. I mean, it's not the most important, most interesting thing right now, but there is a game to be played against Purdue, and we'll have more coverage of that as the week goes on. Thanks for listening.